Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill.
Great to talk to you, Scott. How are y'all doing?
Doing fine. I don't know if you know that tonight they're saluting the military at Reed Arena for their Aggie basketball. They're wearing special camo uniforms. And I know you like to make the games, but, you know, you haven't seen the last couple of games, and they've won. So what do you think we need to do about that?
Well, I hate to say to keep me in Washington more often, but if it helps the basketball team win, I would do it.
There you go.
Hey, you started this morning actually meeting with some local folks, huh?
Yes, the Brazos Valley Council of Governments came up, and unfortunately, the only open time slot I had was at 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central Time. So they got up early to have breakfast with me this morning.
Outstanding. Can you kind of give us an overview of what they said to you and kind of what you said to them?
Well, yes, we talked about the issue of broadband in the district. We've got a complicated telephone system among this group of governments, and so it's hard to set up broadband. So we were talking about solutions that might work there. That don't involve spending a lot of federal dollars. We also talked about education, and we talked about some of the crazy things that the EPA is doing to try to put Texas out of business.
Boy, they really have become an activist organization, if you want to chat with, again, because with a background in the oil industry, obviously you've been dealing with those folks for a long time. They do seem to be rather aggressive right now.
They are over the top, and it's interesting how arrogant that they are. They say that their regulations are all cost-effective, whether or not they do cost-benefit analysis on them or not. And they're trying to regulate CO2. They're trying to regulate the byproducts of coal power plant combustion. There's just no end to the things that they're trying to do. And, of course, if you look at what we're doing in this continuing resolution that we're working on this week, we're basically zeroing out their ability to go off in areas where they're not chartered to do so.
Let's talk a little. Yesterday, the president held his first news conference after releasing the budget, and what he seems to be saying overall is, I'm out to solve the problem. Rather than calling this thing dead on arrival, I'm trying to make a process out of it. As a member of the opposing party, I'd kind of like to get your view of this budget.
Well, to say that he's starting a process, you would put up a blueprint for a way that cures the problem. You wouldn't just put together a blueprint that says, I'm going to fix 10% of the problem and then punt 80 or 90% of the problem to you, the Congress. And what he came up with is some interesting terminology that we talked about during our hearing with his OMB director yesterday. One of the terms that you heard is called primary balance. And the president considers the budget to be a primary balance if the deficit is around 3% of GDP. I asked OMB Director Liu, I said, I'm a CPA, so I need you to help me understand this. How long can a family or a business operate under this primary balance rule you're talking about? And he said, well, they couldn't. I said, well, why are we headed that direction? And then, another term they've got is called sustainable deficits. And I said, well, you know, any deficit is unsustainable if you do it very long. Just the same thing with a family that's overused their credit card. So we've got a long way to go. I hate to call the budget dead on arrival, but the underpinning economic assumptions are wrong. The interest rate assumptions are not credible. The budget blueprint that you see coming from the Congress through our budget committee is going to be totally different than what's in this nice blue book that the president put together.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Yeah, we were discussing yesterday. Would have just loved to have had a camera as they wheel this thing into your office along with all the other members of Congress. That in itself is a gargantuan effort.
Well, actually, I was one of the designees of the budget committee to receive the president's budget, and I believe if you go to our website, flores.house.gov, you'll find some videos of that. I mean, and they did. They literally brought it in on one of these self-propelled forklifts. And brought boxes of this thing in, and I hate to say it was a huge waste of paper and trees.
Now, one of the things I'd like to get your view on, obviously there is a feeling that cuts need to be made, and leadership has put together a program that about the amount of cuts that need to be made. I was reading an article this morning about Jim Jordan, who's a Republican from Ohio, who in fact wants to even push beyond that. We want to get back to this idea where we're cutting $100 billion. Where's Bill Flores stand on this? Is it more with the party leadership or more on the idea that that's not even enough?
Well, you may want to let this interview run a little long today. Let me give you just a brief overview of what happened last week, because I think it's instructive. Last Wednesday night, when I went home to my apartment, I was watching Fox, and I saw the leadership of the party walk up the microphone and say, "We found $58 billion worth of cuts." But the scrolling across the bottom of the screen said $35 billion worth. And I thought, where did those numbers come from? Because we had been talking about higher numbers. The freshman class called a meeting within a few minutes that night, and on Thursday morning of last week, we met, and we agreed as a class we weren't voting for anything less than $100 billion in cuts. And by that afternoon, the leadership had come up with the theme that they wanted $100 billion in cuts. And when the CR rolled out to us to look at on Friday night, it had $100 billion in cuts. Now, Jim Jordan and the Republican Study Committee, of which I'm a member, have identified another $20 billion worth of cuts. And in general, I'm probably going to be supportive of those. I haven't had a chance to look at those yet, so... When you get into the amendment process, things move pretty rapidly, and it's harder to see what's in the bill. I've read the CR, so I know what's in it, but I don't know what's in Jim's amendment. So I need to take a look at it.
So folks understand CR is continuing resolution, which is just to keep the ball rolling down the hill. Anything else? What's going to be happening between now and the next time we chat with you?
Well, today we're actually going to meet with Secretary of the Treasury Tim Geithner with the Budget Committee. And we have some hearings later this week with the Veterans Affairs Committee, which I'm a member of. So those are the big things. But the C-SPAN is going to be interesting if people want to watch that today, because we've got 500 amendments to be offered to the continuing resolution, because we're operating under something called an open rule, mm-hmm. which means anybody can bring anything to the floor as long as it's germane to the continuing resolution. The First Amendment, the debate on the First Amendment yesterday took about 5 hours.
Wow.
But our goal is to get this thing passed by the close of legislative business tomorrow.
Well, and you have to get the funding bill passed by March the 4th. Is that right, or the government would shut down?
That's correct.
Right? Yep.
That's correct.
Well, again, and that will be pretty interesting political theater if people want to watch that today. There'll be lots of stuff going on out there. Hey, one of the things you do is obviously keep in touch with your constituents. I see you've announced a series of town hall meetings that you're going to have around the district, and you've got one here planned locally.
Yes, we're excited about that. As you're aware, when we campaigned, we promised that we would have town hall meetings, and the first series is coming up. Wednesday of next week, we're going to be in Granbury and Cleburne. On Thursday, we're going to be in Waco. And on Friday, we're going to be back in Brazos County. And our town hall is going to be at the Rayburn Middle School cafeteria. It's going to go from about 6:45 to 8 o'clock.
Okay, and you'll take questions after you kind of bring us up to speed. That basically the format?
That's correct. We'll have introductions. I'm going to lay out for everybody the disaster that our fiscal situation is and where we as Republicans are going to try to go. And then we're going to take questions. So it's come one, come all.
There you go. Congressman Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview. It's archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, Bill.
Okay, Scott, and I ask our audience to please pray for our country and our military.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.